Aleichem. This is part two of Melav Malka, and today we're going to talk about a couple reasons for the mitzvah of Melav Malka, having that suda right after Shabbos. And we are also going to talk about a related, very related issue: are women obligated as well? So when it comes to the reason or reasons for Melav Malka, there are quite a few, but we'll focus on a couple today. Number one, the simplest, is Melav Malka. We escort the Shabbos queen. So it's from the perspective of Kavod Shabbos, as we saw in the Rambam, just like we enter Shabbos, we have the Shabbos meals because of Kavod Shabbos. So too, when Shabbos leaves, the Yetziah of Shabbos, we also escort the Shabbos Malka, and we have the meal of Melav Malka. That is reason number one. There's actually another famous concept, which in fact is another reason for Melav Malka, and that is that there's a special bone in the body called the luz, and that is a bone that benefits from eating the Melav Malka, and that is the bone that we will be resurrected from. That's from Tchias HaMesim. So in fact, this is brought by the Kadmonim earlier. It's brought very earlier commentaries. It's actually quoted in the Torah in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shibolei Aleket, and I'll read it from the Sefer Melav Malka Chai V'Kayim, quoting it. He says as follows, De'ever Echad Yesh Ba'adam, there's one, literally a limb, but it's talking about a bone that is in the body, and he calls it v'naschui shemo. It's more commonly referred to as the luz. V'nishar kayam ad es hatchiyah, and it remains, meaning even if the bones of the body will decay, rot, they will be no longer, but this bone will remain around until tchias ameisim, achfilo achar shenirkavu kol atzamos, even after all the bones have rotted away, this one will remain. Vezeh ha'evra eino nene rak mitzudas Melav Malka, and this bone only gets its sustenance from when we eat the Melav Malka. So the more strict we are about Melav Malka, the better it is for that bone. L'kach ochlim b'motzei Shabbos k'dei liten chius lo sohever. That's accordingly why we eat on the Melav Malka and Motzei Shabbos, in order to give chiyus, in order to give life, sustenance to that aver. The Matan Moshe goes into more detail, just a couple quotes from him. He says, nearly tama de milsa ki yadua shoto esem lushme. So he uses the name luz, as we said before. The Shiboy Aleket call it the naschoy. Here we have the more commonly used luz, and he goes into detail about it, and he as well says, v'hu ha'etzem sheyesh bo kiyum nitzchi, it is going to be for with us eternally. U'mimenu yichya ha'adam le'es ha'tchiyah, and that is what we will be created from when it comes to the tchiyas ha'meisim. Now, continuing in a similar vein, the Elio Rabba says as follows, Madua ein aver nifsad. He goes into detail, takes it to the next level. Why doesn't this bone indeed decay? What's going on here? A little bit more detail. Why is it related to tchias ha'meisim? Why is it not like the rest of the body? So it says as follows, lefi sheshiba sadavar she'evar adam kali v'nifsadim. Why do the entire body, not only the flesh, but the bones as well, why does it decay over time? It's because Adam Arishon, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And Venehenu kol Eivarim, and all of his Eivarim, all of his limbs, they benefit from eating of the Eitz Hadas. And they had the Gzeira, the decree against them, the punishment, El Afar Tashuv, you, your body, upon death, will be buried in the ground. And that's where it decays, and it becomes afar, it comes dirt, dust, ash, as well as it decays over time. But the exception to that is the luz. The luz did not have any benefit from the eating of the Eitz Hadas that was done on Friday, Erev Shabbos. The luz only has sustenance from the Seuda of Melav Malka, which happens on Motzei Shabbos. Accordingly, the luz had no substance, it had no sustenance from the eating of the Eitz Hadas Erev Shabbos, only Motzei Shabbos it has the sustenance, so it's not included in the punishment of El Afar Tashuv. You will go back and return to the Afar and become Afar, so that is why the luz itself does not decay when the rest of the body decomposes. So, continuing our next question, and based on that, in fact, is should women also have the mitzvah obligation of Melav Malka? It's a mitzvah sasheish as mangrama. It's a time-bounded mitzvah, so it only applies on Motzei Shabbos. So, kipshuto, the simple thing would be to say that they are not obligated, because women aren't obligated for the most part in the mitzvah sasheish as mangrama. Now, having said that, looking again in the Sefer Malava Malka Chai Vekayam, he says Lechora Yishlochiach Mekomorodin Hashem Chayavos. It appears that we could prove that women are obligated. Why? Because the source in the Gemara for learning that there's the mitzvah of Malava Malka is also the source back to back for learning that we have the obligation of three meals on Shabbos. They learn one next to each other in the same, basically the same language. So we learn one from the other, just like women are obligated in the three Seudos and Shabbos, so too they would be obligated in the mitzvah of Malava Malka. So that's if we want to learn it from the Gimel Seudos, the three Seudos of Shabbos, also Malava Malka, they would be obligated in. But a little bit more fundamentally, when we apply it to the two reasons that we have the Malava Malka that we've been talking about, so one is Malava Malka to escort the Shabbos, and number two is because of the loose bone. So the Sefer Torah Shabbos says as follows, Ach Yesh Lomar Dekol Hashnei Te'amim Shamru Asudas Motzei Shabbos Shayachim Benashim. These two reasons would apply to women as well. Number one, just to reverse the order, those two reasons, the loose bone, that they should also bulk up. Women will also be relevant to Trias Amesim. Accordingly, they should also be eating Malava Malka. And also to be Malava Shabbos, Shahare Gam Kodem Shabbos, Melchuyavot B'chol Mashatzir LaShabbos. They're also obligated to prepare for Shabbos, also obligated in the three meals of Shabbos. Accordingly, they as well would have the mitzvah of Malava Malka. Gam Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Haman L'Nashim Shayal LaShabbos L'Moshayot Shabbos. And well, it can also add on, Baruch Hu gave man to the women that was for use for eating on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos as well. And just to recount the story of the Gra, it's brought in the Tosefes Maaseh Rav. So the Gra, there was one time that his wife took upon herself to fast, and it's a specific kind of fast called a Tainis Hafsaka. The fast goes from when you finish before the end of Shabbos, so with the ending of Shabbos, the fast starts, and it goes all week long until you say Kiddush of the next Shabbos. So she took it upon herself, so you're not allowed to eat Malava Malka because you're fasting. The Gra found out that his wife had taken on upon herself this type of fast, and she had already gone to sleep right after Shabbos. She went to sleep, and he sends a messenger saying, with everything that you're going to gain from taking on this tainus, you are going to lose out even more from not being mekayim the mitzvah of Malava Malka. So the messenger, in fact, woke her up. When she heard this message from her husband, the Gra, she got out of bed, and she had Malava Malka. And we learn from this that the Gra was of the view that women are indeed obligated in Malava Malka. It's not only the Gra, but the Kaf HaChaim, the Tshuvas Rav Paulin, and others as well. And just to end off with Rabbi Elimelech Milizinsk, so he was of the view that there's a skula for women to not have a difficult labor if they would be strict about eating the Malava Malka on Motzei Shabbos, and even to say with verbally, Neshem Mitzvah Sudas Malava Malka, they should say, I'm doing this to have the Suda Malava Malka, and accordingly they will have an easy labor. So that is recorded by Rav Elimelech from Lizhinsk. And Mir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow.